Weakness all around on USDA Report Day. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank with the Friday Farm Market Review. It was the September 30th reports that came out at noon Eastern Time on Friday the 29th, and some negativity after those reports. We'll dive into that momentarily. Also, settlements coming up. The market analysis begins now, though, with Brian Basting of Advanced Trading. I caught up with him near the end of trade. Brian, we go lower on Friday after the USDA reports. The markets were all trading lower, but then got weaker. And where do we start? Soybeans pretty weak, but wheat, the one that took the brunt of the USDA hit in your mind?
A bit of a shocker in wheat, if you will, Andy. We had the all wheat crop was increased 80 million bushel from what it was in August. That was the last update from USDA. We did have modest increases in soft red winter, hard red winter, but the big increase was out in the northern plains, about a 55 million bushel increase in the size of the hard red spring crop from what it was in August. So a low protein crop out there, but very high yields. And so what the USDA concluded was that we really saw a much larger expected crop relative to trade expectations at 1.812 billion bushel versus the average trade estimate of 1732. They're looking at some wheat, searching for demand at this point in the crop year. Andy, we're seeing some good feed residual usage in that summer quarter, but not enough to offset that crop size of the crop. I think we're going to see a larger carryout in the next supply-demand report. And searching for demand is the way I'd phrase it for wheat, and that's spilled over into corn. And then the corn and the bean numbers were a little bit negative in terms of beans. Carryout at 268 for last year compared to 245. Corn carryout is actually slightly supportive at 1361 compared to 1439 average trade. But it's just being overwhelmed, if you will, by the wheat market. And then I think we have to acknowledge, now, Andy, we're looking at some good harvest weather, particularly in the eastern Corn Belt the next week or so.
Did the trade really kind of factor that weather in as far as the movement after the report?
I think that any time you get into October, which obviously we turn the calendar here, October on this weekend, you have to realize there's some type of harvest pressure. Some years more than others, no doubt about it, and some crops more than others within that year. Maybe one year more corn or more beans, but anytime you get into October, historically, it's difficult for the market to rally in the absence of a demand pull, just because you have harvest going on and some of those bushels naturally fall into the pipeline. And this is a year where we don't have any demand pull as such on the export side, either for corn or beans, or much weaker than usual, I'll put it that way, particularly for beans.
Brian Basting, economist at Advanced Trading. His number 309-664-2314. Now the Friday settlements over a dime down in corn, which was lower before the report, got even lower towards the end of trade. Dease corn 476 3/4, down 11 3/4. Novi beans 1275, down 25.5 cents. December wheat 541.5, going 37.25 lower. The meats especially weak on Friday. December live cattle 187.92, down $2.50, and December lean hogs 71.77, off 375. I'm Andy Eubank with the Friday Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's leading farm radio network.